Gobble, gobble.
It's turkey time. Or in a couple weeks, it'll be turkey time. But anyways, it's the third episode of the Paraplegics podcast featuring Lucas, myself.
And Nick.
Me. Yeah, the fleege part of the Paraplegics. So, as always, we do one new movie, one new music thing, and then a bonus topic at the end. So first up is a new movie coming out, or that came out. I saw it in theaters, Hacksaw Ridge. Did you see it, Nick?
I have.
You have?
Yeah. It was gripping, it was horrifying, but it was really good.
Oh, yeah. Okay, so it's Mel Gibson's first film he directed in a very long time, and I've always liked his stuff, even as an actor. I'm like, hey, he's pretty good.
Patriot.
Yeah, Patriot was good, but movies he directed. Apocalypto was cool.
That was a good movie.
That it was like scary, but it was cool. Braveheart is a classic. Braveheart's great, but more about Hacksaw Ridge. I thought all of the acting was really well done. I thought, because Andrew Garfield, main character.
I was surprised by how well he did.
Yeah, because I know him mostly from Spider-Man. I mean, a lot of people didn't like him. I thought he did decent. I liked him better than stupid crybaby Tobey Maguire.
Yeah.
But, I mean, overall, not bad. I think that's probably, I don't know about the best, I'd have to think about it, but one of the best movies I've seen this year, for sure.
What did you think about the story?
Well, I mean, it's based on a true story, so it's not like, oh, they could have made it better. But obviously, it's like inspiring, is very faithful dude, sticking to his beliefs, yep. Not firing a shot in World War II, but saving
money.
75, I think, dudes. Pretty crazy stuff, man.
A little bit over 70.
But don't want to spoil too much. No. But that's a good movie. If you haven't seen it, go see it.
I highly recommend it.
Even if you don't like Mel Gibson because of all that stuff that happened.
Anti-Semitism.
Yeah, all that stuff that happened. I'd still highly recommend it because it's a good movie.
So but, next up.
Yeah, next we got the new Alicia Keys album, Here. And I, to be honest, was not a huge fan of this album. I liked overall, it was decent.
Yeah, there were some that I really didn't like, songs. But I really liked Blended Family with A$AP Rocky. I really liked Work On It.
Yeah, Work On It was the one I liked. That was like the one I was like, damn, this is good.
Yeah.
I don't know about Blend Family, though. I wasn't huge.
And I like Kill Your Mama.
Kill Your Mama. Yeah, that one wasn't bad. I enjoy that one as well, but...
And all of them kind of had, like, a guitar in it, so I really like that, so...
Yeah, I mean... Yeah, but Alicia Keys, generally, I'm not, like, a huge fan of.
No,
like,
I'm not either.
Like, her big songs, I hear, I'm like... It's pretty good.
Yeah.
And then her feature on Jay-Z's song, New York State of Mind, something like that. That was good. That's one of my favorite songs.
Yeah.
Of, like, the 2000s. I believe it was 2009-ish? 2010? Something like that. Around there. That time area. Time period. One of my favorite songs from there. But,
yeah. I remember it got played on the radio, like, every other day.
Yeah. So if you like Alicia Keys, I'd listen to it. And if you don't, I wouldn't. It's basically what you're gonna get when you see that Alicia Keys released an album.
Exactly.
So, and now, last topic. In honor of Hacksaw Ridge, awesome movie that just came out, favorite war movies?
I guess I'll start. I really like Saving Private Ryan. I think everybody liked it.
But, oh, yeah. That's, like, one of those, like, classics.
Classic war movies.
Yeah.
Black Hawk Down was another really good one.
That one's one of my favorite. I saw that probably when I was too young to see it.
Yeah.
It was a while ago. I haven't seen it in a long time. But I remember really liking it, and that was, like, the first, like, war movie I saw, and I was like, dang, that was pretty good. And it was thrilling. It had some funny parts.
Yeah. Yeah, it did.
With that whole deaf guy. I like that.
Oh, but, yeah, they're shooting the machine gun.
Yeah, and he, like, goes deaf. Yeah.
Yeah, that was good.
But I think my favorite, it'd probably be Saving Private Ryan, but just for, like, variety's sake, I'll go with my choice being The Thin Red Line, which came out the same year as Saving Private Ryan, but directed by weird dude, kind of hard to find, I guess. I hear that it's hard to, like, find pictures of him, but doesn't make movies very often, but Terrence Malick, he's a weird dude. But I really liked that movie because it had really good music, had good atmosphere, I'd say, and a lot of the characters that it, like, introduced a lot of characters, but you kind of got to know all of them.
Did you ever see Inglourious Bastards?
Yep.
That was another
that one movie. I got really excited to see, and then it kind of disappointed me, but it was still good.
It was good. I thought it was going to be totally different when I went into it.
Oh, yeah, that was going to be like a real war movie?
Yeah, and then it turned into scalping Nazis. And
yeah, yeah. But it's good for what it is. There's that one scene. It's like some basement or like some bar.
Oh, yeah.
And they know that, like, there's one guy who's, like, not really a Nazi, who's just pretending to be a Nazi, and then everyone kind of knows that he's just pretending to be a Nazi, and then it's just really tension-filled. That was probably one of my... That was awesome part.
That was a great part
of the movie, but...
And one last part about that movie. The killing of all the civilians was... That was, like, murder.
Oh.
In the end.
Oh, yeah. But, I mean, weren't they, like, all Nazis?
Yeah, but some of them were, like, children, and...
But they're child Nazis.
I don't know. It was so... Like, looking back at it, or onto it, it was really kind of bad.
Yeah, well, I mean, it's a war movie, but it's not real, so...
And that's what's good, so...
No one died in real life. But anyways... Here's to saying a happy Thanksgiving for all those who love turkeys just as much as we do. Gobble, gobble.